My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for John Jr. John Sutton Jr. J-O-H-N-S-U-T-T-O-N Jr. This dictation was on November 2nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has remained very stable and is likely related to FSGS. As per the renal biopsy completed on completed in 2019 period. Nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity also play a factor, as well as cardiorenal syndrome secondary to CHF period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 19 from 18, creatinine of 2.19 from 2.15, and a GFR of 33 from 34, period. There is non-significant proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 104 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 252 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, period. He is currently taking Irbesartan 300 milligrams, half a tab, twice a day for the proteinuria, period. He is euvolemic and denies any symptoms, period. We encourage him to lose weight. He has gained 2 pounds since the last visit. Period. We encourage him to increase his activity, his physical activity level, and to adopt a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods. Period. We also encourage him to decrease his intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as his overall fluid intake to about 40 ounces in 24 hours. Period. He verbalizes understanding. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.1. Period. We emphasize the importance of decreasing foods that are high in purine and provided him with written information on the recommended diet. Period. We will continue to monitor the uric acid. If it continues to increase, we may consider starting allopurinol for management. Period. We explain this to the patient, and he verbalizes understanding. Period. Next line, elevated PTH of 90, which is likely related to the CKD. We will monitor this at this moment since the serum calcium and serum phosphorus are within normal limits. Semicolon, the serum calcium is 9.3 and the serum phosphorus is 3.2, period. He is already taking vitamin D3 2,000 units. We advise him to take 2 tablets of vitamin D3 2,000 units daily for a month, and we will reevaluate the mineral bone disease labs for further assessment, period. If the PTH level continues to increase, then we may consider adding medical management to control it, period. We will order vitamin D125 for further assessment, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 153/83, period. The patient states he was very stressed out prior to coming to the visit today, thus explaining his elevated blood pressure. He states he does not monitor his blood pressure at home, so we provided him with blood pressure logs and advised him to monitor his blood pressure daily, at least daily, but we would prefer twice a day. And he is instructed to either fax, email, or bring the logs, the BP logs, to the office so we may assess the trends of his blood pressure. He is currently taking Irbesartan 300 milligrams, Hapatap daily, Labetalol 200 milligrams, 1.5 taps twice a day, as well as Amlodipine 5 milligrams at bedtime. Period. We do not want to adjust his medications until we know what his trends are. Period. We may consider adjustment if there is evidence of continuous or persistent elevation in his blood pressure at home. Period. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, which has remained under control with administration of atorvastatin 40 milligrams and Zetia 10 milligrams. Next line, DHF with recent EF of 40 to 45% on 4/7/2 labs. He follows up with Dr. Syracuse, SIRACUSE, and was seen in February. Period. He has an upcoming appointment in February. He denies any episodes of edema or signs of fluid overload. Period. Continue with the sodium and fluid restrictions as recommended. Period. Next line, FSGS. Which was diagnosed in 2019. The patient is stable with non-significant proteinuria. Continue with the current management of the contributing factors and chronic conditions. Period. Next line. Atrial fibrillation, stable on Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams. He follows with Dr. Syracuse. Next line, obesity. We recommend that he increases his physical activity and lose weight. He weighs 269 pounds today and has a BMI of 37.6, period. Plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein, is highly recommended to achieve those goals. Period. Next line. Proteinuria as per number one. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and